Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Oh, y'all touch me. Y'all crazy. Hey,
get out of the car.
He's from blessed in her.
Talk me. I dare y'all touch me.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
That audio you just heard was Christian Barmore's being pulled over and arrested earlier, I guess, this morning.
Can I tell you something about this song, Stiz? This will, you'll be very upset by this. I like never hear songs correctly. I thought this song was about a doctor.
What?
I thought it was doctor won't let me out.
You will never live that down for me, at least.
I need a doctor. I thought that's what it was.
That is very random and very wrong. You know who might need a doctor to at least talk about some anger management issues? I would say Christian Barmore, because in the snippets we've seen, that was a short clip. There's a longer clip making the rounds on Twitter. This is the police camera footage. Christian Barmore was very upset. As we all know, he is wont to do. He was speaking very quickly.
Yeah, when I first saw that video, Andy, I thought that it was sped up, and then
just
I forgot. We haven't heard from him in almost a year, so that's just how he talks.
Yeah, and it's not great when you haven't heard or seen a guy doing his job and collecting his paycheck and doing the things he's supposed to be doing. That the first time you see him really is in a grainy, dark 1 a.m. police body camera footage screaming at the cops, alleging racism on social media very shortly thereafter, by the way.
Okay, so I'll say this. I only saw the one clip. I don't know the context around it. And I, as Giardi pointed out, I've never been in the situation with the context that he's been in.
Sure.
With the biases. And so I can't really judge how he's acting, but I can look at what the Patriots have been going through over the last month, and it's just a lot of stuff that's starting to stack up in the column of stuff that's at least a distraction on outside of the field.
Well, at the very least, I thought Gerard Mayo was very annoyed, perturbed, offended in the Javon Baker situation at Logan Airport on social media when he ripped the state police. And Gerard made it clear in his comments that they want to have a relationship with the police. They want to have a positive relationship. I mean, first and foremost, just a professional relationship. When you go to a game, there's
stateies everywhere.
Everywhere. When they go to a game on the road, how do they get there? State troopers lead them down the road.
Not sure about the professionalism of all those dogs. I saw a dog once rolling on its back and looking for tummy rubs at training camp, but that's...
Well, you got to ignore that. Look the other way. It's just a momentary lapse in judgment. We all have them on the professional landscape. But, you know, if Gerard Mayo was annoyed by that from Javon Baker when he went to, I think, Instagram Live right after an interaction at Logan about parking and dropping somebody off and whatever, he can't be happy with this. Because to me, this situation actually, I think, ended about as well as it could have. Because when you see situations like, if you've ever watched Cops or you've ever seen other examples of this.
You just watched the news over the last
right,
5 years.
When people are this agitated, the level of stress goes up and bad things happen. Like it goes down a road that no one wants it to go down. And I think they were very fortunate that this ended as positively as it could have, maybe
well,
under the circumstances.
In a neutral way, it seems
yes,
to. I'm
yes.
sure that Christian Barmore is still very agitated about how his perception of how it went down. And I'm sure that the police are not thrilled with accusations of
sure.
racism on their end. So it's neutral. I'm not sure it's positive for either side,
well,
but it's not ultimately very destructive.
No one was shot. No one
right,
was beaten.
Right.
No one is, you know, in that world. And we've seen it go down that road
Everything
many times.
Everything can be salvaged.
Everything seems like it can be salvaged. And there's gray areas. We don't know. I mean, we can believe the police report, but I think we all know police reports aren't always the facts that they're supposed to be. Like, I try to keep an eye. I generally go into these things believing everything and believing nothing. So I believe the police report, and I believe the racism. And I don't believe the police report, and I don't believe the racism.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's safer if
Again,
I just take
just
that mindset.
Keep an open mind to whatever facts or allegations on either side might be more accurate to what actually happened. But what is accurate to say is we're only in mid-October right now, and there's just a lot of crap that's been going around with individuals on the team.
And key individuals at times. I mean, two core defensive players. Now, he hasn't been on the field, but he's a core defensive player. And Jabril Peppers is certainly a core defensive player and a captain in that realm. And to have these things go on, I think what happens then is you take the next leap. There's the individual level situation, but then you say, what is going on with the team? What is going on with the culture? What is going on with the leadership, whether it be team leadership in terms of players, veteran players, how things are done, the example set by players, and then leadership above that, which is coaching, ownership, those types of things. And stuff happened under Bill Belichick.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Check. I'm going to use the word stuff.
Often.
Because as I joked earlier, when I get home tonight, my guilty pleasure on Wednesdays is on Hulu. I watch the Aaron Hernandez.
You're not watching that, Andy.
That's so good, Mego.
It's the best thing.
Oh, my God. I'm
it's
sorry.
So bad
There's
good.
Not enough hours in the day for me to do anything besides Barstool's doing an excellent job, PFT, tweeting out the funniest clips because the acting's so bad. The casting overall is so
awesome.
Atrocious. I can't sit down there and watch like an entire episode, though.
You'll never know what you're missing then, because it is the guiltiest of guilty pleasures that is so pleasureful that I never knew.
I don't feel guilty about my pleasures.
I mean, and that's just the surface. Every line is, I feel like I now know what women who read those trashy like romance novels or things like that.
Or watch Real Housewives.
Yes, all of that. I'm in that world now.
You know it's bad.
Right.
You know it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's like,
but I can't get enough.
You're just shoveling candy.
And I lived it. I lived it. I thought I knew everything that went on. But when they, under their lens and their telling and their narrative, I knew nothing. There was so much more going on that I never knew of that may have never happened, but it's still entertaining in this form. But stuff happened. Let's just leave it at that. Stuff happened under Bill Belichick. And yet I do wonder, is this a generational issue where there's just kids coming in, social media, and I don't kids. I mean, they're not kids. They're young men.
Young people,
but
yeah.
They're kind of kids that have grown up in a certain world with certain experiences, real life experiences, drug experiences because marijuana is now a more widely accepted, utilized, whatever. Then you have the issues of social media, jumping right on social media to, you know, I feel like in the old days, you probably would have called somebody first.
Yeah.
Now, apparently he called his mother based on one of the videos, and his mother was on the phone in the background or something like
that. Is this Barmore or Baker?
Barmore.
Because we're jumping Barmore. All over.
Well, okay. Yeah, we got a bunch of them to work through. We got Peppers, well, we got Baker, we got Barmore.
One, Baker was the one who immediately went to live stream.
To social media.
And which, I think that was because he was looking for some validation about how he was feeling.
Here's an idea.
But that's not something I would do. I'm younger than you, Andy. You wouldn't do it. I'm younger than you. I wouldn't do it.
I seem young.
I think the generation below me, that's much more of a normal thing.
Is it a good thing?
Like, I went on a terrible date. Let me go viral for telling you about how bad my date was. I would never do that.
Don't. And you need somebody to tell you don't. Gerard Mayo needs to tell them don't.
Here just seems to be like a sense of entitlement with a lot of these. And that's what rubs me the wrong way.
I don't even know if it's entitlement as much as it's just like the freedom to be who you're going to be. That is Baker, so different than when Bill Belichick was here.
Baker was basically saying, like, how dare you give me a ticket at the airport? I don't know when the last time you guys have been to Logan, but the stadies are you cannot pull over for more than, like, 30 seconds.
They yell at everybody.
Because it's such a S show over there that they have to keep the flow of traffic moving.
Right.
So, in the same thing, we start, don't knock on my window, and this, like, don't touch me. Like, there just seems to be, like, a sense of entitlement
and
with a lot of these things.
I agree with Mike Giardi. I'm not a black man. And I the thing that bothers me most is actually whatever happened long before this incident happened, which is, how did you get to kind of a weird area at 1 a.m. on a Wednesday?
That's where I think the context is.
It's still a work week for you and your team. Even though you're not playing, you're still in the work world. It's not
He should be researching his Friday funnies.
I would remove him from the Friday funnies. I don't think he's ever all that funny of a story anymore for this New England Patriots team. And I do think Gerard Mayo has a lot of brush fires he needs to put out. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about on-field penalties, undisciplined, changes to the lineup, all these things. And off the field, one, two, three. I'm starting to have an issue off the field in undisciplined, unprofessional, doing inappropriate things at inappropriate times in inappropriate ways.
And you know what? If you want to be in, you know, a sketchy part of Providence at 1 a.m., that's your prerogative. If you want to smoke marijuana, that's your prerogative. But when you get pulled over by the police, act professional. That's when it becomes like, all right, now it's on you. You got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Own up. Let's move on.
But where I disagree with you is it's not his prerogative. It's partially the Patriots' prerogative. You are a $90 million building block of this team. I expect you to act a certain way. And if you don't want to act that way, that's fine. But you're not a building block of this team. Like, when I buy into you, you buy into me. We buy into each other for a long-term relationship. And I will continue to go back to, as we wrap up this hour here on the afternoon show, Christian Barmore was a first-round talent who fell to the second round for character questions. He had issues at Alabama, motivations, attitudes, social media scrubbing. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, he's had some issues. There's been some other issues that have flown under the radar that I've heard about that I don't have sourced well enough to really go down that road.
But you don't have to worry about that anymore. You're a radio person.
I don't think that's how that works.
Let it fly.
I don't think I just throw stuff out there, but we will continue.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where we're at now?
This would be irresponsible of me, even though I've heard. So 617.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So
617-779-7937, 37937 on the tier of continuing to talk about the culture with the Patriots and what the hell is going on under Gerard Mayo's watch. Not to say it didn't go on under other people's watches or under Kirby Smart's watch at Georgia or anybody else's watch. It's a problem that's in professional sports, society, the football world, the culture, everything. This is the Afternoon Show, WEEI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.